Imagine driving to work in the morning and finding out that the bridge you use every day has been closed indefinitely for safety reasons, and the detour is about 100 miles long. That's what happened this month to thousands of commuters in Vermont and New York. They normally drive across Lake Champlain, but the historic Champlain Bridge has closed. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has the story.
Lisa Cloutier owns the Bridge Restaurant, a stone's throw from the Champlain Bridge on the Vermont side. All summer, she watched workers repairing the structure and says on October 8th, engineers announced that the 80-year-old bridge was safe.
8 days later, a man walked into my restaurant, made an announcement, if you're traveling over the bridge to New York, you better leave now because it's closing. I came out of the kitchen to an empty dining room, and the panic had set in. The bridge is closing, the bridge is closing.
Cloutier says 80% of her business comes from New York, and she's had to let 3 employees go. She knows farmers who have animals and crops on both sides of the lake. And for many people on the New York side, the nearest hospital is across the bridge in Vermont. Many commuters are using car ferries, but the $80 to $100 a week cost and long waiting lines have been daunting. Greg Clark is a Vermont state lawmaker.
Somebody other than locals should have known a long time ago that this bridge was deteriorating to the point where it should have been closed.
The half-mile bridge is one of 2 owned jointly by Vermont and New York, and New York is in charge of maintaining it. Transportation officials there say they were doing regular inspections. This summer, crews were working on the steel framework and only noticed how damaged the concrete support piers had become when the water level dropped this fall. Nationally, underwater bridge inspections are only required every 5 years. The Champlain Bridge was last inspected in 2005, and many wonder why such an old bridge wasn't inspected more frequently, especially after the tragic bridge collapse in Minneapolis 2 years ago. Speaking at a public meeting earlier this year, Jim Bonney with New York's Department of Transportation said funding is an ongoing problem.
We set aside about $30 million a year for our bridge program, but we need on the order of $100 million to maintain our 830 bridges. So it's just an epidemic.
New York Governor David Paterson says the Champlain Bridge is a priority. This morning, New York began paying 2 ferry companies to operate free of charge, and both states have set up free bus connections. Still, a number of New York state lawmakers are calling for a full investigation into the handling of the bridge, which Governor Paterson says may be warranted.
I would think that we should have had an immediate plan because of the fact that the possibility of damage on this bridge was identified as far back as 2006. Ethically, we have to look into this in terms of a research and investigative option.
Some grassroots efforts to help commuters have sprung up as well. A lakeside resort pulled its 45-foot cruise boat out of storage last week to begin offering scheduled passenger service. Despite all that, getting a car from one side of the lake to the other remains daunting. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Vermont.